Now let's talk about the president's options with NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Mara, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Pretty strong suggestion in General McChrystal's report that more troops are essential in Afghanistan, but in his public statements, the president, who presumably has seen this report, doesn't sound like he's sure it's worthwhile.
No, over the weekend, he didn't sound like he knew yet whether an escalation in Afghanistan was worth it. And don't forget, this is the war that candidate Obama said was the right one to fight, the one we should have focused on after 9/11 instead of Iraq. And even in March, after he was the president, he recommitted himself to Afghanistan when he put in 21,000 more troops. Here's what he said in March.
I want the American people to understand that we have a clear and focused goal to disrupt, dismantle, and defeat al-Qaeda in Pakistan and Afghanistan, and to prevent their return to either country in the future.
So he was committed. He asked his own handpicked general, General McChrystal, to come up with a strategy. The general has a full-fledged counterinsurgency strategy. The problem for the president is if he accepts the kind of grim reality that McChrystal has set out and puts in what we're hearing the request might be up around 30 or even 40,000 more troops, his own party and probably a large part of the American people are going to have sticker shock. I think if he does want to do that, he's going to have to do a lot of explaining, a lot of selling to his own Democrats who are leery of doing this. And the broader public is really split on whether it's worth it.
That would get the American troop commitment up around 100,000 for Afghanistan. Well, what happens if the president went another direction and said the goal is not worth that commitment?
Well, it's possible he might decide that the chances of success are just too small. Things have deteriorated since March. The Afghan government is just too corrupt. The risks of getting stuck in a quagmire with lots of American casualties are too great. But that would expose him to charges that he was reversing his commitment, leaving Afghanistan to the Taliban. So I think he's in a real box. Give the generals what they want and risk a quagmire, or deny the generals what they want and admit that he can't achieve the goal that he himself set.
Can he just throw this off on the last administration and say they lost the war by not paying too much attention to it for several years?
I think that's tough now. I think he might have been able to do that when he first came into office. But I think at this point, he owns the war in Afghanistan. He reaffirmed his commitment to it in March, and this is the war that he said was the right one to fight. I think that's just not possible anymore.
Is it possible to reach some kind of consensus where Republicans and Democrats can stand on the same ground, deal with their concerns, and get behind whatever strategy it is that the president decides to endorse?
You mean some kind of middle ground? I suppose there might be. I mean, he does have a little bit of time here. There are actually no troops available to send right now. They probably wouldn't be available till the beginning of the year. So I suppose he could put in a smaller number of troops, then down the road look for an opportune moment to withdraw. I think this is a very difficult problem for the White House. They have to decide, do they want to take a political hit in the short term to avoid getting into a quagmire that could cause a bigger political problem later, or take a risk and go all in?
Mara, I'm thinking of when President Bush described himself during his term as a war president, which he certainly was. I wonder, as you watch this president, President Obama, as you watch not only what he says, but his body language, the way that he says it, does he seem entirely comfortable as a war president?
No, I don't think so. I think the one thing he does have in common with George W. Bush is both of them came into office wanting to do important things domestically. George W. Bush was going to focus on education, and Barack Obama had an extremely ambitious domestic agenda. I don't think he had it in his mind that he was going to be a war president. But here he is with a war that he is being asked to make a bigger and bigger commitment to.
Mara, good talking with you.
Thank you, Steve.
That's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson talking with us this morning.